Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're now into hour number three. Got hour number four coming up. In the next two segments, I'm going to debunk Glenn Beck's debunking of the FEMA camps. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I called exactly what he was going to do. In fact, you guys have that clip we played last night on Burmese where I predicted it before the show. See if you can cue that back up. It was like 17 minutes into the second hour, if you want to know where it was at. Just one of my precise predictions. It gets scary when you study these people this long, you know what they're going to do before they do it. But they're just so predictable, the games they play. Mike, if you missed it, I don't know if you've seen it. He did a straw man. He showed Linda Thompson, who put out the fake video of the tank shooting flame out at Waco to discredit all the serious research of Delta Force admittedly being there shooting people. They went and showed the old train station, now a train repair station, a regional repair station for Amtrak. And I predicted on air that's what they'd show, because that's the one big popular thing I know is fake from this lady who was clearly an operative from the mid-1990s. Instead of the civilian inmate labor camp program, all the documents, the Houston Chronicle, the admissions they're getting ready for martial law, the Army announcing it, bills in Congress for FEMA camps. And then they just come out and say, none of it's true, folks. It's crazy if you believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an old, old disinformation tactic. It's called poisoning the well. And what it means is that the intelligence operatives and the propagandists will plant one provably false piece of information in the middle of a really serious concern of the American people. And then that's the one that everybody can always point to try and ridicule and dismiss the rest. And we've seen it time and time again during the House Select Committee on Assassinations, looking back into the JFK assassination. They planted this silly story about an umbrella dart gun so that they could all make fun about it. During the Clinton administration, when they were holding hearings on the abuses of the BATF, they had a guy show up in full camo screaming that the government had a machine that made tornadoes. This is an old, old trick. And the good news is most Americans are now aware that this is one of the tactics that the government will pull when they don't want to talk about a real issue.
Exactly. Or, there's so many examples of this that we've seen over and over and over again, and it just isn't working. I mean, how can the mainstream media, out of one side of its mouth, say they're setting up world government, but it's good, but then say we're crazy, it doesn't exist on the other, and then point at, some UFO website, and then say that's us? I mean, people are more discerning than that now.
Well, we have to remember that government and even the New World Order crew are not a monolithic structure. They're all deeply factionalized. Each is pushing their own particular agenda. And from these conflicting agendas, we are seeing these multiple points of view come out that will be self-contradictory. And it is a good thing to allow it to happen, because ordinary people reading these stories where this person says red and this other person says green, and they'll say, wait a minute, something's not right here. And it will convince them to maybe dig a little bit deeper. And when they start digging deeper, that's when they're going to realize the extent to which they're being misled by the government and by the corporate media. And that's when they show up at prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, and whatreallyhappened.com.
Absolutely. Well, Mike Rivero, in closing, continue your good work there. I'm just really worried about Obama. Cybersecurity bill gives Obama dictatorial power over the Internet. I mean, sure, they're not going to get away with this, but the mere fact that they're saying they're taking the Internet over, making private companies give the feds hubs in to snoop without warrants and to be able to shut the web down, I mean, that's their words, to protect it, of course. I'm really worried about them launching a fake cyber attack and blaming it on China.
Well, remember, the fastest way to bring down a dictator is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And that's what's going on with the U.S. government right now. They're acting like a dictatorship and everybody sees it.
All right, Mike Rivero, we'll talk to you again next month. Thanks for joining us. There he goes. Aloha from Hawaii. Always great to have Mike on once a month. Always informative. Great banter back and forth. Okay, I'm going to play this Russia Today news clip that they just aired worldwide on television, where I really think I boiled things down well. Then I'm going to get into Glenn Beck and a lot more. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. The show has just begun. The info has just begun.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight? only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough. You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live now, 8 minutes into the third hour. Going to debunk Glenn Beck's ridiculous debunking. And this is a big deal. I'm not just attacking some talk show host. I don't care about that. It's that he's positioning himself as the 9-12 leader, the leader of the Patriot Movement against the New World Order, and the guy is a operative, period. So that's coming up. But first I want to play part of this 10-minute interview Russia Today did with me. The rest is up on InfoWars.com. I think one of the fairest interviews that I've ever done. They just asked the questions and let me answer them and didn't even really edit it. Just amazing to see that going on. I can go on, you know, foreign television, Japanese, Russian, South African. They just let me talk. The United States media tries to engage in a blackout, but they're not in control of the world. Before we go to this Russia Today clip, we live in an unprecedented, unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our new sponsor, Pepperspray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website since 1994. Pepperspray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. So give them a call at 1-800-908-9988. Again, that number is 1-800-908-9988. Or visit them at Pepperspray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. On the web since 94. So they sell a wide variety of personal safety and security products. You're not only getting security, but peace of mind you deserve as well. Free shipping on all orders above $99. Pepper spray of all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers at incredibly low prices, animal repellents, home safety and personal alarms, and a lot more. One other sponsor making this radio show possible is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, and like hurricanes, snow, ice storms, economic collapse, you name it. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid. And here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. It's designed to provide 800 watts of power on demand in the event of any natural disaster or outage. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800 power plant and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's right, it generates free electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. The solar generator is like having a silent power plant hidden in your home. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. Their website's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. You can always give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Okay, let's go ahead and go to this Russia Today piece, because a lot of folks are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv or want to hear the audio as the radio listeners. So we'll go ahead and play that for everybody. And I think I succinctly, in 10 minutes, boil things down very simply to the world audience. Here it is.
RT is in Austin, Texas, catching up with radio talk show host and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex, thanks for sitting down with us today. My first question is, several months after Obama stepped in as president of the United States, you make a documentary calling him a deceiver. Why?
He said he wouldn't hire lobbyists. All he's done is hire high-powered lobbyists at every level of government. And he's handed the country over to the oligarchs, the international bankers, to loot the nation, according to Bloomberg Financial, of $9.7 trillion. He has lied about leaving Iraq. He said he would take the troops out immediately. Now he says 16 to 23 months, and he's going to keep them there. He's increased the troops by 30,000, doubling them in Afghanistan. He's bombing Pakistan. Barack Obama promised that he would only raise taxes on those making over $250,000 a year. He's now announced, Wall Street Journal, he's going to change all the loopholes to tax all Americans, taking away our waivers we have for our homes, taking away the exemptions. The lies are incredible. Everything Obama has said has been a lie.
In your work, you talk a lot about the New World Order. What is the New World Order?
The New World Order is a private group of ultra-rich bankers who are offshore. They're above the U.S. They're above Iran, Russia, Venezuela. They are international. And they are creating a network of international laws to regulate and control and dominate nations. They openly state that they want to deindustrialize countries. They want to bankrupt the population. They want a poor population that has to go to the government for handouts. They want a domesticated population. So the New World Order is what every other dictatorship has called for in history. There are people who want a planetary dictatorship run by a group of plutocratic financiers. It is world government of, for, and by private bankers.
And what you say is that the American government is a puppet of the New World Order. Is that right?
Absolutely. I am a patriot. I believe in the free market. I believe in the red, white, and blue Constitution Bill of Rights. And everything that the supposed government is doing is the opposite of that. It is 180 degrees from what this nation is supposed to be. And in every poll, the American people are against the wars. They are against the open borders. They are against the police state. But the central government does the opposite of what the people wants, and they're setting up this control grid to try to suppress the American people.
How do you see Barack Obama as American president?
President Barack Obama is a deceiver. He says one thing, and then he does the opposite. And that's the only thing that is constant with Barack Obama. He bills himself as anti-establishment, but really he is completely owned and paid for by the establishment.
So how do you see the future of American politics?
The United States is a corrupt empire that has been used by international banks and the global crime syndicate to expand their empire worldwide. They have basically used the United States like a credit card to pay for their world government. And I see the United States entering the greatest crisis since its founding 235 years ago. So I see the United States as a hijacked nation, a nation that is being used as a tool or an engine of international oligarchs, international financiers. I see the United States in danger of being collapsed, but at the same time, I see a massive awakening to the globalist agenda taking place, and so I know that we have a fighting chance of defeating the tyranny.
Following up on that, some people go further and say that a collapse for America is inevitable. What do you say to that?
The globalists want to have a collapse in the United States. And yes, we are in a very real danger of collapsing because the central banks have gotten this country deep in debt. They've done it by design. And now they've cut off the money supply. And the economy for the last year has been in a free fall. Real unemployment's up at 20%. And so, yes, I've seen many scholars in the United States and worldwide talk about the collapse of the United States. That is a real danger. But again, the New World Order bankers only want to collapse the United States so that they can come back in, pose as the saviors, and bring control over the nation, and then reform the United States as a fascist engine to carry out military operations against any free nation in the world. They openly state that the United States will be the pit bull, the attack dog. The American people will be used to go after every free nation in the world. So the United States is in the process of going from a corrupt oligarchy to a fascistic, Hitlerian pit bull meant to go out and literally wage war against the planet. Meanwhile, the international financiers will sit in Switzerland and London and Paris and Berlin and blame America for all the tyranny when they own our private Federal Reserve and are launching the attack.
One of the things you talk about in your film is that the American government is allegedly trying to build a civil army to be able to use unsuspecting civilians for their own purposes. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yes. Legislation has passed the House and the Senate, and they're in the process right now of ratifying it, to create, in the words of the New York Times, a 7 million person army. And they openly state that citizens will be spying on each other, that this will be a paramilitary force domestically and internationally to be a civilian force that after the U.S. military takes over a country, then this civilian military force will come in and administer the country. So the United States is being used as a colony of the offshore bankers to create a social service class to administer world government.
You allege that the Bilderberg Group runs the world. Who are they exactly?
The Bilderberg Group is the Queen of England, the Queen of the Netherlands. It is the Rockefellers. It is the Rothschilds. They write books. They brag about it. And Rockefeller wrote a book 4 years ago saying he wants world government and the U.S. sovereignty. And they are these incredibly wealthy, powerful families that play with nations and whole populations like their little toy. And they are outside the laws. They don't have to follow the laws of the nations they control. And they come in and buy off the governments and finance those governments to go along with their aims. And the New World Order is just a super rich international mafia of oligarchs that are playing God who want to abolish and bankrupt nation states so they can set up an international order where the planet is owned by a private bank.
Some people say in the next couple of years there's going to be a revolution in America. Could that be possible?
The globalists hate America. But at the same time, they know that the American people are waking up. And there's over 100 million armed American citizens who understand that being armed is a basic right and who refuse to be disarmed. And so, yes, we've gotten the internal government documents, the state police documents. They are very concerned about a revolution, because they know that as they bankrupt the nation, as they turn us into third world slaves, that the people will resist. And so they are attempting to set up a high-tech police state in the United States as a rearguard action so that as they've stolen the country blind to build their world government, using the U.S.'s energy and money and finance to build it, now they're done with us. But the final phase is putting a police state in so they can successfully rob the United States without having the American people ever take control of the country and then prosecute them and arrest them.
All right.
How do you...
We'll be right back after this quick break, and I'll start getting into the Glenn Beck issue. And we've got a guest coming on. I'll get back into Glenn Beck and take your phone calls.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
All right, I got behind playing the Russia thing. When I start the next hour, I'll spend 15 minutes debunking Glenn Beck. I did it for like an hour last night with Burmese. That's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's just to see so many of my listeners suckered by this guy going, no, he really wants to fight the New World Order, Alex. Glenn's good. And I'm like, no, man, he's not. This guy is a slime ball from the word go. Believe me, I would love it if he was a good guy. But I knew it would be more debunking. This is a guy that always said, arrest the militias, arrest the patriots, they're killers, they're McVeigh types, Ron Paul's dangerous, his listeners are dangerous, go after him. We played those clips here. And then he said, oh, I'm exposing the New World Order. I'm exposing the global currency once it was already announced. See, now Hannity comes out and says it's bad. But then he shovels in all their other propaganda. They're being forced to do this now because they've lost all credibility. I mean, these guys, in the case of Hannity and Limbaugh, for decades, Hannity's for about 8 years and Limbaugh for, was it, almost 20 now, none of this exists, it's not real. And we're like, but the CFR publishes a bi-monthly book, it says global government and a global carbon tax, and they're going to take our guns. Shut up, the CFR doesn't exist. But the UN biological, we're hanging up on you, another one of the crazy people. Hey, they just had urban warfare drills here in my town. Oh, that's another black helicopter crazy. Meanwhile, it'd be in the local paper. And then now it's in Tennessee news. Oh, yeah, the Army wasn't allowed to, but they still came out and ran checkpoints. Oh, in fact, let's play that now. I forgot to get to that. We'll do that during the little space we have. This story's up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo writes so many stories. What a powerhouse. It's already moved into the archive of the News in Focus featured news story piece. But I had the state rep on yesterday, and you know, he talked about how they had told the Army they couldn't operate, but what we didn't know then was they went ahead this weekend, that's now confirmed mainstream news, and had the Army and the Marines, MPs from the Air Force base, out running checkpoints on citizens, and it said there was traffic backed up for a mile on one road. So the governor says don't do this, and they say, you know what? Shut up! We run things now. So let's play part of the state rep. Here it is.
The Wipo Police Department had plans to conduct a seatbelt checkpoint on Saturday, April 4th at Highway 64 within the city limits of Wipo. The checkpoint was planned to be in conjunction with Homeland Security and the 251st Military Police in Bolivar. After learning about this, I contacted Representative Johnny Shaw, who represents that area, ask you about this. Representative Shaw, you looked into this, and can you tell me what you've learned and where this stands now?
I can. Actually, this has been canceled. Some calls were made to the governor's office about this on earlier today, this Friday, and, of course, the governor just simply said, I don't need another headache. and of course, it has been canceled, and I will say to you that it was a bad idea in the first place. I mean, during this climate and this day and time which we live, can you imagine the Army stopping you for a seatbelt check? You know, so it really was a bad idea. I don't think it'll happen again because I think it would have frightened more people than it would have helped. And
okay, let's stop right there. I wasn't clear with the guys. That was the interview after we broke the news last Thursday. That was him Friday on the radio saying he talked to the governor. The governor said no to the unannounced plan. Then we interviewed the state rep yesterday. We had Johnny Shaw on here, and he still thought it had been canceled. But then we started having truck drivers and listeners and others send us pictures of Marines and Army and running around with their guns on the streets. In fact, we're so busy, we need to get that out of the tips inbox and get that posted to the Marines. But it doesn't matter. We have mainstream news, Marion County News and others. And it says on March 31st, 2009, so this even happened before that, reported on a truck checkpoint set up by the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Homeland Security, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, the Tennessee Department of Health, the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency, the Tennessee Department of Transportation, the Tennessee Department of Revenue, the Marion County Sheriff's Department, the Monteagle Police Department, the Tennessee National Guard, the Arnold Air Force Base Police, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Department of Commerce, and Insurance, and the FBI. And we've confirmed Marines are on. This was all over the state, just randomly, and it went on this weekend. And so the governor's saying, I can't, you're not allowed to do that. Meanwhile, it's just going on all over the state. Last week and this weekend. And we're just here calmly talking about troops popping up running checkpoints. Then it describes how they were searching everybody's vehicles, just randomly blocking the highway and searching everybody's cars. And we got these on video in Texas going on back in the late 90s. This is a covert operation to acclimate the public and to train the police to go under federal control. So, man, the bankers are really planning on gutting this nation, folks. And they're going to turn the men with guns loose on us, and the men with guns are going to be in a lot of trouble.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
All right, coming up next hour, and I'm going to open the phones up. I'm also going to get into Glenn Beck debunking the FEMA camps last night with a straw man attempt. So that's coming up in the final hour. You know, I've got XM Sirius in my car, so I'm listening to the BBC, and I hear Carol Dedele talking about the case of her son being brutally murdered in a way that just is hard to imagine. Things that just, you know, totally dumbstruck the mind is the term. And that no one helped her son on the bus, that's a whole other issue. And we see these cases more and more that the psychopathic demon killed her son, you know, may get out of prison because they're saying he was, you know, criminally insane. That's why we've got her on, because we have similar cases here in the United States, England, all over the world, where I've seen countless cases being a news hound of where they release a violent schizophrenic and then they go out and kill again, or they hurt somebody. And I don't understand how this can happen. And so she's fighting this. And she has the website, timslaw.ca. That's Tims, T-I-M-S-L-A-W.ca. But I think it's better, and I know it's hard for her to talk about, but in her own words, she's doing this so she can save others and trying to, you know, take some good out of this evil that's happened. And that's, you know, truly a wonderful thing she's doing. She's got a strong Christian faith. Carol DeDelli, thank you for coming on, and I appreciate you sharing this with people so it hopefully doesn't happen again.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Where would you like to start exactly? At the
beginning? Let's start at the beginning and then break down what's now happening.
Okay. On July 30th of 2008, so last summer, I was at home here and heard about a murder that took place probably about 45 minutes from my home. It happened on a Greyhound bus, and it was quite horrific. What we had heard initially was that a young man had been stabbed and decapitated on the bus, and we thought, oh my God, that's awful. And immediately my heart went out to the family of this murdered person. And in the summertime, I was working cooking at a senior's manor, making supper for these senior citizens every evening. So that day, which was a Wednesday, I went to work at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and continued to hear about this this murder, but no identification yet. Dinner time comes around, and we all said grace before the meal, and we said a special prayer to the family of this murdered individual. And we did the cleanup after that, and I headed home to have dinner with my husband. And that would have been about 7 o'clock in the evening on the Thursday. And we had just finished having our dinner, and the phone rang, and it was my ex-husband calling, and he asked me if I had heard the news on TV. And I said, well, of course I've heard it. I mean, everybody had heard it. It completely unusual thing to occur anywhere around here. And then he told me it was our son, and I hit the floor. My husband came over and helped me get back to my feet. I couldn't breathe. I felt like I was going to vomit. I ran out our front door and just screamed no. I couldn't comprehend that this had actually happened, and it was my child that had happened to. He was working with a carnival, a fair, during the summer months. He had gone out west two provinces over from the one we live in, Manitoba. He was working in Alberta, trying to get together some money to get his own place and get a car and stuff when he came back. And he was in the last hour of about a 22-hour journey on the bus, and this the individual who killed him had only been on the bus for about an hour, I believe. And my son's only mistake, because this, make it very clear here. This was an entirely unprovoked attack. My son was sleeping by the window seat with headphones on, listening to music, and he was stabbed out of nowhere. His mistake was at a smoke break a little bit earlier in the journey. He smiled an acknowledgement to this. The murderer's name was Vince Lee. And just as another human being, he just sort of gave him a nod and a smile, kind of like, you know, how's it going or whatever. And that was it. Mr. Lee at the beginning was sitting at the very front of the bus, or near the front of the bus, and my son was sitting at the very back of the bus, the last row just in front of the washroom. And when they stopped for the smoke break, Mr. Lee took that smile and nod as an invitation at some point to go and sit with him, so he changed seats. And then about 20 minutes later, attacked him out of nowhere. And
now, that's how these schizophrenics work. You know, being a large radio show, we run into them, and they'll take any little cue to decide you're the devil or you work for some secret group and you've got to die. And I've had some schizophrenic stalkers. That's one reason your story particularly touched me. And they are They're inherently evil people. I mean, you know, they call it psychological or mental, whatever. They're a demon.
I agree.
And that's the end of it. But please continue.
My son had no escape route. He was in the window seat at the very, very back of the bus. Mr. Lee was blocking the aisle. But when he was initially attacked, he was stabbed in the neck and the upper chest. And I guess just the adrenaline from that first one or two stabbings had Timothy up and out of his seat, and he actually jumped over Mr. Lee and put himself in the aisleway. Mr. Lee was so focused on his rampage on Timothy that everybody else on the bus was able to get off of the bus. I know there's a lot of judgment being thrown at these other people that were riding that bus, but by and large, an awful lot of them had no idea what was going on because they were sitting forward. All they heard was that there was a fight at the back of the bus. They had no idea that there was any kind of a weapon involved. The individuals probably very close to where this attack was occurring would have seen the weapon, and they would have been trying to get women and children and everybody else off
the bus. Yeah, this caught everyone unawares. I understand that. I mean, I'm just still using stories about a raped woman lying in the street, in one case Canada, for 4 hours bleeding and then, you know, later dying. Or, I mean, I'm not saying I'm some hero. One time I walk out of the bathroom, this woman's been choking for 2 minutes. They're saying, dial 911, and I had to push people aside, and they got angry. I did the Heimlich and saved her.
Yeah.
You know, because I was supposed to, you're supposed to sit there now. My whole issue is, but I mean, regardless, I think in the past we've become pretty domesticated. I would guess in the past on a bus partially full, somebody would have, may not have saved your son, but this guy wouldn't have been able to go on as long as he did. And unfortunately, I think folks need to hear, just to understand his mind, exactly what happened next.
Well, yeah, I don't know what would have happened if anybody had intervened. Perhaps there would have been a lot more people that were killed, too. And in that way, Timothy's being hailed as the hero because he did allow everybody else the time and opportunity to exit the bus. But from that initial couple of stab wounds, it happened very quickly because Lee was focused on destroying my son. He proceeded to decapitate him and continued his rampage for 5 hours, almost 5 hours. I believe it was 4 hours and 48 minutes in total. All of the other passengers are now off of the bus. There was a second bus following, and that bus pulled over to offer assistance as well as a long-distance truck driver. They barricaded the door shut to keep Mr. Lee on there. The RCMP arrived, the police, and Mr. Lee taunted everybody with my son's head and dropped it in the stairwell. He went back and further ravaged my son's body, removing any and all of his intestinal or all of his internal organs. He cut, well, when he was apprehended finally many hours later, he had my son's nose, tongue, and an ear in a baggie in his pocket. Some internal organs were thrown onto the front dash of the bus. He was in the process of trying to remove one of his feet. He cut off everything that you can think of that could be cut off, and he took everything out of his body, that all of his organs. He ate his eyes, and he ate at least one third of his heart muscle, as well as other tissue. Mr. Lee was observed during this attack cannibalizing my son and smelling and licking his fingers. There were body parts in bags in 4 to 6 different locations in the bus. My son's body itself had endured over 100 wound sites that were devastated. I mean, devastated.
So this was a goblin-like, bloodthirsty cannibal or something out of Night of the Living Dead. Specifically, I know you're trying to assess blame here. You want to stop this from happening again, and we're going to get to that. And I appreciate you having the strength to talk about this to educate folks so we can stop more of this from happening. why 4.5 hours? I mean, the police got there, and then they just let him run around with the body parts? I mean, somebody comes up to a window with me and a knife and a head in their hand. I think that would have been a justified shooting there. I mean, this is a dangerous psycho running around with a head in his hand.
I would have to agree with you, and I don't have the answers as to why. I probably will never get those answers because the trial has been done and is over, and there was nobody in that courtroom speaking on behalf of my son. Everything here in Canada then becomes all about the victim, or pardon me, about the criminal, who they are no longer identifying as a criminal. They're identifying him as a patient. He's not being held responsible.
So the police, though, I mean, let him run around for hours out. Is there outside the bus while he's running around with organs and gobbling? I mean,
that's correct. I don't understand it myself. I don't know. I know that they have a preservation of life policy. And since there was no preserving my son's life, their next focus is to prevent any other injuries. I don't get it.
This guy can run around with a deadly weapon doing this. Okay.
I have real trouble with the fact that Mr. Lee was armed with a knife and a pair of scissors. He did not have a machine gun. I think had they unbarricaded the door and allowed him an exit, I don't know.
He finally settled down after 4.5 hours?
He exited through a window. He literally jumped out, landed head first out of one of the windows, and he, I believe, was tasered and apprehended at that point. With my son's ear, nose, and tongue in his pocket.
Now, specifically, then I want to get into how we stop him from getting out of jail and others like him. What do we know about this creature?
Okay. What I've discovered is that he was diagnosed schizophrenic catatonic state in September of 2005. He arrived here from China in 2001. He was diagnosed schizophrenic in September of 2005, which to me is very interesting because it is also the same year that he obtained Canadian citizenship. By the psychiatrist's own testimony, schizophrenia is not an overnight illness. It takes a long time to manifest itself, and it usually manifests itself much earlier in life. So this is late onset schizophrenia.
But do we know if this was chemically induced, though? I mean, or adding to it? You know, a lot of times the serotonin reuptake inhibitors are associated with these psychotic breaks.
Well, apparently there's some law that prevents them from obtaining bodily fluids to do any of that sort of testing. Because I asked that. To me, unjustifiable, I think, is what I was told, that they have to have a reasonable cause to obtain those fluids. And I'm thinking, slaughtering an individual, slaughtering another human being on a bus is not just cause to test his blood and bodily fluids for chemical abuse or whatever, yet they can do a breathalyzer for a drunk driver? None of it makes any damn sense to me.
I agree. Here in Austin, they take your blood without a warrant on the side of the road with the police.
Yeah.
They have these rubber stamp warrants that are fake. Just amazing. I mean, I know Canada's got some weird laws, but this is crazy.
Well, and this is why I have to work relentlessly to change them, because this is absolutely unacceptable. Now, to take a step back, he was diagnosed schizophrenic in Ontario, which is one of the provinces right next door to Manitoba. He was treated in a psychiatric facility in Etobicoke, a town in Ontario. He was diagnosed schizophrenic there, and he was there for 10 days, and then he left against medical advice and chose not to take his medication. And then
that's guaranteed, because as you know, a lot of the antipsychotic drugs, if you go off them immediately, it causes a chemical imbalance.
Well, yeah. But here's my problem. You know, on top of all the other problems, the fact that he was able to obtain citizenship in the same year that he obtains a schizophrenic diagnosis. How'd that happen, for one thing? And then he's diagnosed schizophrenic in Ontario, but the moment he crosses any border, that diagnosis disappears. It does not follow him. So once he came into Manitoba, he had no diagnosis.
Amazing. You know, we love Canadians. They're really nice, smart people. But every time I go to Canada, they treat us really bad at the border. I don't know if we do that to you. If it is, it's wrong. But then I just saw all these foreigners, you know, that is not from the U.S., just going right through customs whenever I fly in, who can't even speak English. Why is that? I mean, is Canada, like, only for people from, like, the third world? Is that the new world?
I don't have those answers. I wouldn't even begin to guess at them, but the fact that that diagnosis doesn't follow is a very key point. The fact that it was a diagnosis that was made in the same year that he obtained citizenship is another key point.
Okay, Carol Dedelli, we've got a break. We're going to come back. Let's talk about the website so people can get involved and at timslaw.ca. and stop these vicious killers from getting out of jail.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Well, her son, Tim, was brutally murdered. That's why she has timslaw.ca. Because they let these violent killers out all the time. And they commit the crimes again and again. Same thing with these child molesters. Just amazing. Okay, going back to his mother, Carol the Deli. Carol, okay, so they had this little kangaroo trial where you weren't even allowed to have any input, and now they could let him go from his facility.
This is true, and you had mentioned before that he could be released from prison. Well, let me make it clear, he's not in a prison right now. He is in a mental hospital where he is a patient. He is not a criminal. He is a patient now in Canada with an NCR verdict, which stands for not criminally responsible. Coincidentally, that also means no criminal record, because if and when he is ever let loose, like so many of them are, and what's scary is they're usually out in 1 to 3 years, 1 to 5 almost certainly, and that when he is released, he will not even have a record for having committed this crime. If I shoplifted a lipstick at Walmart, I would have a criminal record. He's done this to my child, and he will have no record of having committed that crime.
Just amazing, absolutely amazing. So how do we stop him and others from getting out? And you might get into all the cases you're being contacted about dealing with how other violent people like this get out.
Well, that's what's really disturbing, is because now in the Canadian way of doing things, these types of individuals are pulled out of the criminal justice system and handed over to doctors where they are reviewed yearly. And myself and my family will have to go before this review board on a yearly basis in order to keep him there, or to try to keep him there, to have any input into it. And at that, they don't have to listen to anything that we have to say. But if we don't go to those review board hearings, I don't think they'd keep him very long at all. So the responsibility of keeping the rest of society safe gets put on our shoulders. And I think that's wrong. To be found not criminally responsible and then to have no criminal record for having done something like this is absolutely absurd.
Well, shouldn't a jury decide this? Because that's how our system of Magna Carta and common law.
Jury.
No, I understand. It's the psychiatrist and the state are gods, and then we have all these cases where they let these guys go and they kill again.
Well, I think that if they let them go, if they release them, they should have to go and live with them for a while. Maybe they wouldn't be so inclined to let them loose.
Well, you got this. Sure, you got the state and the psychiatrist playing God. So who will decide if he's released or not? The medical board?
It's a review board that consists of lawyers, psychiatrists, and a layperson. And I guess here's my problem in a nutshell, and this is what I need to change. The system says, okay, the psychiatric community and the legal community both define these types of individuals as, quote, very disturbed individuals. Those people, their care, treatment, and medication is their responsibility. So their care, treatment, and meds, that is all given, the responsibility of that is given to this very disturbed individual when they're not in a position to make those choices.
Exactly.
But they're responsible for themselves. Until they fail to comply, they do something this heinous, and then they're trying to tell us that they're not responsible. How do you get to have that both ways?
And who knows if the meds are even going to work? 1 minute break. Let's do 5 more minutes if you can, Carol, because I want to specifically talk about how we stopped this, how we changed the laws. And the same thing goes on here to a different extent, but similar, because I see the cases in the news all the time where they let these psychos and schizophrenics out of jail and they go to town on people. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.